This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
And then also have Tom Turbrock here, our wonderful producer, big teddy bear.
Good afternoon, you two. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
So, same here.
So we get, during the week, we get a lot of texts and calls from the show. And during the show, especially, we get a lot of them. And recently did a consultation with a regular listener of the show. And I thought, it'd be really good to invite him into the show. And let's drill him with a few questions.
Beautiful.
Because he's somebody who listens to the show regularly. So I want to welcome to the air. We have Ryan Leach.
Yay.
Ryan, welcome.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
And normally I'm saying, Ryan Leach or a name with certain company, but with you, just you're just Ryan Leach.
You're the
Ryan Leach. Yes,
all my life. Promise.
How long have you listened to the show?
I've been listening off and on for about 2 years. Downloaded your podcasts and have been listening to that regularly. So it's great. I'm a big fan.
Hey, definitely appreciate that. We always appreciate it, and I know you listen regularly. And just so people know, kind of the demographic, because I don't know that you're the typical demographic of the station. You and your wife have been married for how many years?
We've been married for about 2.5 years now.
So two and a half years. You guys, I don't want to say your exact age, but you're late 20s, early 30s, first-time homebuyer age, and you guys are on track to do that now.
That's correct. We are currently renting an apartment, and we're looking to get into a house soon.
So now Doug had mentioned that you signed up for Home Scouting. How do you like that?
Home Scouting is great. I'm a very big fan of the program. It's a wonderful app because I can take it with me anywhere. I can also use it on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I can send different images of houses to anyone that I'm looking to get advice from or to my wife, so that way she can have a look at
right as you're serving her breakfast in bed, right?
Bingo.
Good stuff. And in case somebody doesn't know what Home Scouting is, let me just brief. Mm-hmm. It's the number one home search engine in the country. There's over 3 million active users on it, and you can use it on the computer, you can use it on your smartphone. Ryan, do you use it on both?
I use it on both. Yes.
Okay. And what are some of your favorite features of using Home Scouting?
I like to be able to save the favorites as well as get updates on what's happening with the houses.
Agreed.
Within a week, I'll see prices drop on certain homes.
Right.
So right.
It's a fantastic way to look at the market around that house as well. So I'm able to find out what are the average values and what else is happening in that area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Very smart. And you seem like you're a researcher, so you guys may not buy for a few months, but when you're ready, I can already tell that you're going to do extensive research, and that's probably the best site somebody could go to get the research, because you can get all the demographics, you can see test scores for the schools, you can see closest amenities, like closest Starbucks, if that's what somebody wants. I mean, you can drill all the way down to that.
That's not good.
Yeah, the latte doesn't really help with my debt strategy.
yeah, exactly. It would. And if somebody wants to download Home Scouting, I'll just throw it out there real quick, because you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. Visit that and hit the Home Search tab, and you could sign up to start searching. Or if you have a smartphone, you can go to the App Store, you can go to Google Play, search Home Scouting. And when you download it, it'll ask for a VIP code, and this is what will make it free. So the VIP code is our show phone number. It's 314-472-DOUG, which you'll have to actually put in the numbers for it. So 472-DOUG is 3684 are the numbers. So put that in for home scouting, you can start searching like Ryan is. So, Ryan, I know you ended up coming in, you scheduled to come in with your wife, and your wife doesn't necessarily listen to the show as often, right?
That's correct. She will listen whenever we're in the car, but I like
she's trapped.
She is.
No.
Yeah, a lot of real estate and advice about money and debts and things can be, some people are extremely interested in it, others
right.
aren't. Some people really like to learn, and right. sometimes they just want somebody in the family that'll just take care of it for them.
Yes. Yeah, agreed. So, Ryan, what was your experience consulting with Doug?
My experience with Doug was fantastic. The meeting turned from an hour-long sit-down, go over the expenses and the mortgage industry into mm-hmm. a two-hour-long session of how do we get a debt strategy put in mm-hmm. place? Mm-hmm. How do we overcome any financial obstacles or concerns we may have at this point? So it turned more into a focus on how are we going to grow and develop in our finances
right?
instead of, hey, let's get you into a home right away.
Right. There is a difference. It's kind of like a used car salesman, so no offense to everyone out there.
Right,
you feel
right.
pressured to have to buy something. And I think that's one thing, Doug, that I really admire about you is that you don't pressure people. You really just are there to serve and educate. It sounds like Ryan had that experience.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. And some people may hear the term debt strategy and not really understand what does that even mean? What does it mean to have a debt strategy? And here's where I see my role as being different is if I feel like if I'm going to help someone create the largest debt of their life by giving them a mortgage, then I have a responsibility to help them professionally manage that debt.
Mm-hmm. That's strong. That is strong.
Well, and I think that your mortgage, because it is a really large financial
sure
instrument,
it
needs to integrate into your long and short-term financial and investment goals.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to maximize your tax benefits to it. It needs to minimize the amount of interest mm-hmm. you pay. Not just the amount of interest you pay on your mortgage, but the amount of interest you pay on all of your debt. Okay, and
okay.
that's where having a proper debt strategy comes in because I may get somebody that comes in and they have 20% they could put down, okay, but they're up to their eyeballs in credit card debt.
Ooh.
Okay, at 25% interest. Well, in that case, it's much smarter. Put 5% down and then take 15% and knock off all that credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's where having the debt strategy. The mortgage is a major tool when it comes to managing those debts and making sure that you have the biggest advantage possible. And I think that's what I try to do when Ryan came in is look at what is going to be the best strategy moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Tom, can you imagine having someone like Doug at the age Ryan's at?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yes.
It's awesome.
You know, I'm still hurting, but stuff that you
yeah.
have even taught us here has helped
mm-hmm.
where we're on the right
path.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but no, that's the one thing that I think school should even teach.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Agreed.
Finance or even
mm-hmm.
how to balance a checkbook or
right.
I mean stuff like
yeah, just
that.
Basic stuff, right?
Sure.
Right.
You know?
Right. It is basic stuff, but a lot of parents don't teach it because they don't even know it themselves.
Mine
cases.
Didn't mm-hmm. and we didn't learn.
Well,
you know?
And some kids just don't listen.
Right.
Well, true.
Right.
True.
The last
true.
One they may list
that
is your parents.
Because I think I have a few.
But I think with Doug, you know, if you can learn young, you have it made.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
yeah.
you
right.
are set. But again, youth, sometimes mm-hmm. they don't listen. But, mm-hmm. man, you would have the world by the tail.
Right.
Right. Taking some of those fundamental principles. And if you hear them over and over, they start to become a fundamental for you.
Applying,
it's
sure.
like the proverbial doing a layup is you don't have to think about doing the layup.
Correct.
You don't have to think about the fact that you don't overspend and you know you don't let your mind go to those places of buying the big extravagant items that you really can't afford.
Correct.
And being
mm-hmm.
irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine not having the stress. My goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, it sounds like you're ahead of a lot of people because not only did you take the step to meet with Doug, but I can tell that you're organized and you're ready for your future.
Yeah, definitely. Congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to credit, okay, I don't want to reveal anything about your personal credit situation, but you guys are fine. You know, you guys have always paid your bills on time and that type of thing. But
that's awesome.
You know, I think that you probably know a lot of people that are out there that really need some credit advice.
Absolutely. Credit is something that most people have but don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Can't
well
really
said.
Say mm-hmm. that I'm an expert on it, but I do know that after meeting with Doug, I've changed not only my mindset, mm-hmm. but there's very much a new normal, is what I like to mm-hmm. call it. It's not go out and have a lavish meal all the time. It's go out and have a lavish meal once in a while,
right.
every so
right.
often.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's readjusting not only your thinking, but mm-hmm. instead of, oh, well, I don't think I should do that, it's I'm not going to do that. So that is my new
changing
normal.
Your language. Mm-hmm.
The new
right.
normal is...
Which is hard to do.
Just
right.
staying at home, staying within mm-hmm. a budget, mm-hmm. doing the things that are necessary to save money.
Right.
Right. Being frugal is not about giving up everything in life. Mm-hmm. It's not about giving up everything in life. And that's, I want to make sure people understand that. It's just about, you have to give up some things so that you can have other things. You
right.
know, so you can actually have a retirement. You know, you can actually get ahead financially and not spend more money than you make on a regular basis. So, Ryan, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions for you, because I think we realize that a lot of listeners have questions for us as the host of the show. So coming up, Ryan Leach, a regular listener, will be interviewing us and asking the questions that you want to know. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.